Do you believe that people can change?
I do. It depends if they're motivated to change, then they can. Mm-hmm. I think some people have a hard time changing, but I think if the motivation's there and they want the change, it'll happen. I think if you're trying to change for another person, it's not gonna be as successful.
Okay, so like recently, like in the media, like a lot of people have been like canceled or like their careers have been like destroyed because of like their actions in the past. Like for example, like the whole like Kevin Hart, like not being able to host like the Oscars anymore because of his like previous like homophobic tweets and like and just like a lot of like that's like happening a lot like now. So my question is like, do you believe that like people's like previous actions should like come back to haunt them? Because like obviously like the whole like Kavanaugh thing's like a different case because he didn't like come, like he didn't come forward about it and he didn't like admit it. But I think the Kevin Hart thing where like he apologized about it and like it was from 2011, like not saying that like what he said was okay, but it was from 2011 and he did apologize. So do you think it's fair for like something like that from 7 years ago to come back to destroy something?
I don't think fairness really plays out into this because the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy, which is one of my favorite movies, he got fired, the producer writer, so they're not going to make a Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I think what happens is the studios, so for example, ABC, who's hosting the Oscars, or 20th Century Fox, who's ever producing Guardians of the Galaxy, they're under so much pressure to, if they were to allow these people whose past is haunting them now to work with them, they would get ridiculed. They would lose millions of dollars. I think it's more than just punishing someone for something they did. Mm-hmm. It's very political with the Me Too movement that you cannot support someone who's had past tweets like that. Mm-hmm. And I think in the past, comedians from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, they were always rewarded with their raunchiness and outrageousness. And now the climate has totally changed. It's a different world. So you're no longer allowed to say and do, which you used to be rewarded for saying and doing. So I don't think it's a matter of whether they change or not. They have to because their career's on the line. But I think it's just a different climate now and they're paying the price.
Okay. So do you think that like your previous actions like define you, or like should they like in as like in a friendship or something, should they like be looked past, or like,
well, they always tell you don't say or do things in today's world because it's all recorded, it's all gonna be typed out. Anything we say or do now will be held against us in the future. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just a reminder to us to make our actions more pure because we're being looked at through a microscope.
Okay. What's